This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Little Christmas Kitchen by Jenny Oliver, read by Stephanie Racine.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Ella. Before Ella had checked her emails, the morning had been like any other. The air conditioner was broken and whirring too loudly. The boardroom air smelt of aftershave and strong coffee. Big, bushy garlands of tinsel were looped along the wall. Baubles hung in bunches like grapes on the windows, and a white fake Christmas tree with glittered branches twinkled in the corner. Ella was trying not to look at the new accounts assistant, Katya, who was shambling through a dreadful presentation and would soon be out of a job by the look of disdain on their boss Adrian's face. Ella had wanted to jump up and help her out, do anything to stop the blotches of red flushing the poor girl's cheeks. But instead, she'd seen a new message pop up on her iPad and had surreptitiously drawn the tablet down under the lip of the boardroom table so she could read it. She'd presumed it would be from Max, finalising details of their anniversary dinner that evening at Claridge's. As she opened her inbox, she allowed herself a quick admire of the diamond bracelet on her wrist.